This is Hunt for Beer, where homebrewers and professionals give you the story behind their brew. So I'm here with John. He's working on his new store, trying to get open. John, when are you going to have this place open?
We're looking to be open on the Saturday the 18th of July, I guess about a week and a half from now. We'll have a big opening day. We'll have a few things, special mark prices, and we should have pretty close to full inventory. We're waiting on kegging stuff, which will probably arrive about a week later. And just some little things that we'll kind of piece in throughout the next month or so. But pretty much July 18th, we should be fully stocked and ready for business.
So tell us, why are you opening this homebrew and wine store?
Yeah, sure. It's something I've always been interested in. I've been brewing for about 12 years. I've been working at my old Kentucky homebrew for the past three of them as the floor manager there. To me, it just seemed like the perfect opportunity to do something that, you know, I've wanted to do for quite a while, and that now the city certainly, you know, has a place for. So it seemed like the time was right, and it's something I was really excited about. You know, if I didn't do a shop here, I don't know where I'd get my supplies to brew with. So, you know, everything just kind of fell into place. And
this is a great space here. What was in here before?
It used to be a place called the Greenhouse. They did a little bit of everything. It was kind of an eclectic place. They sold some succulents. They sold some records. They sold craft beer and wine by bottle.
It looks like a perfect setup. You've got shelves here, you've got a back room, you've got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we should have plenty of space for all homebrewing supplies, for wine kits, certainly for craft beer. We have plenty of parking. You can park on both sides of Preston out in the front, and we have a little side lot that we share with that apartment complex, but there's usually a couple spots over there as well. The building was one of the main things that kind of sealed the deal on me doing this. It's in a good location, and just really liked the space from the moment I came in here.
So where you talk about location, where are you?
2227 South Preston is the address. It's just half a block closer to Eastern Parkway on Preston than Center Ghost, Nord's, Z-Bar, those kind of already kind of popular places.
So you can pick up donuts,
yeah.
And then your brewing supplies.
Yep.
Well, and also you talked about, in addition to brewing and winemaking supplies, you were putting in some beer.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm really excited about and have been spending a lot of energy on lately. A couple different distributing companies have really stepped up and been willing to work with us to do a kind of small and curated and rotating selection of bottles and also cans and stuff like that. We're just going to try to get stuff that's new, collaboration things, kind of try to focus on what I'm drinking at the moment or just, you know, what's out there that...
What are you drinking at the moment?
I've been drinking a lot of Rheingeist this summer so far, and just trying to get my hands on as many sour beers as possible. But the Zinn Pale Ale right now is the one I've probably been drinking the most from Rheingeist. When it's 90 degrees out and you're mowing the lawn, you can have a couple of them and still, you know, do the weed whipping at the end.
So you got a lot of work to do before the 18th.
Yeah, the hard parts are mostly behind me. Got a couple construction projects going on at home, just the desk and some shelving, but the bulk of the work is done. And thus far, you know, there hasn't been anything huge that's come up. Honestly, the hardest thing has been dealing with AT&T, so we've been pretty lucky so far that everybody's been really, really helpful in the city and state and really, really made it easy for us.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you, Henry.